Hello, Blindfold Easters. Today we have Festivus 7, and it's our last podcast of 2023. So, it's another opening trap, and it's definitely something you should know if you're going to be playing the Pietz or the Bond Defense, and something you should know if you're going to be playing against it. I've gone for this line very many times as White myself in Blitz games. But it's also something I think we can take some general lessons from. Why does this work? Why does this line work for White? And why does disaster immediately befall Black in just four moves? And you might be thinking, well, it's not a development problem here because Black has two pieces out, a bishop on g7 and a knight on d7. And White has two pieces out, a bishop on c4 and a knight on f3. But that's not quite right, because development just doesn't mean taking pieces from the back rank and putting them in towards the center or forward at least. Develop implies that you're putting the pieces on good squares. And in this particular case, putting the knight on d7 is not a good square, at least not this early on, if you want to put a bishop on g7, if you want to fianchetto the bishop. And there's something else going on here. If you choose to play this way as black, and it's not bad per se, it can be quite tricky if you're new to the game. Even if you're not. I mean, I've played lines involving an early fianchetto with black myself many times. I like them with against d4 and e4. But you can get into trouble because you don't have much space. You're giving white the center. And you're delaying, in this case, you're delaying castling, which means that you're at risk of tactics happening to you, which is what happens here. All right, that's enough for 2023. Wishing you happy chessing for 2024. And let me now hand over to last year's me to take us through the game.
Hi, Blindfold Easters. In today's game, we have Hamlisch playing against an unnamed amateur in Vienna, 1902.
In which Black's king is faced with a trilemma, choice of three evils.
1. E4. 6. To d4 knight d7 3 bishop c4 g6 4 knight f3 Bishop G7. Bishop takes F7 check. King takes F7. Six, knight G5 check. King f6, and White makes next move. And as bonus questions, how does White win after 6 King f8 or 6 King e8? We're back tomorrow, Blindfold Easters. Happy chessing!